could be young fellows, young girls who don't have that privilege. I was speaking last night about the children, young little girls, without the privilege of a Christian home. They believed in life before we get started. Get on the rock before we cut through, almost unlikely. But we thought it that way. The only time we knew the name of Jesus, we knew the names of bitches and blasphemers. And if you have a saved mother and a saved father, you've got something to throw blood for. All we do. And I'm sorry. Not only did I have a saved mother and a saved father, I had the privilege of sitting in a Sunday school where there was a godly, saved teacher. The Sunday school that got to be today, what parents would be there? Where would our children be were it not for Sunday school teachers? Where would they be? That is the right time, I think. Where do you know Christ and our teaching children have us here? I was brought up in a godly home with a Bible with breath, family altar, practice, great set of SBD, a Bible in SBD, taking the sun, shooting at his arms, I knew nothing other than on birthday with a pregnancy. That is my background, that is my upbringing. No newspaper said on Sunday that you would have thought play on Sunday. You weren't allowed to play on Sunday. Not even off in the law. You had to sit around with my little statue all the time. My father was ready. He had to do it. This is the Lord's gift. He had to respect it. Ready. But I had a nature that was closing on me. I wanted to get out. I could see other boys on the street. They could use their food. I hated the restraint that I remember. Nevertheless, I knew we were going to the right place. We need to try my sister's weapon and the sister's gun. Try with me. Soon you become a happy mother, but you can't do it. That's it. Richard Jr. made this remark, he said, time is a blessing due to eternity. The best years in the present children of sin, mental death, as any child used to be. But I more or less took that off. And I used to think sometimes about my soul, about of a living God, but being somewhat of a vengeance and nature, I'd have to let a guy like me know I'm not going to get saved. I'm going to be a hockey player. I set my sights on that. I'm going to be a hockey player. That'll be my profession. That's all I'm ready to do. I know if I get saved, I will be able to do. So I'm going to put off this test in my soul's salvation. I'm going to take my clothes. I'm going to set sail on night three. I'll put my test. So I did. I come with this test. Grandpa? Yes. I did not clear that. But I can say one thing. I never got drunk. I had a moral standard. I think a lot. The things I wouldn't do in changing their life. But I was, no less what they thought they got. Fight for a good time. So, I used to spend my Sundays gambling, night gambling. What could it be, my friend? Any night, I'd come home, start on the way home. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. If I got within 2 blocks of my home at 269 Nelson Street, back at Ontario, or Nelson Street, first the train, right at that bend is a landscape. If Why did you come over the path, walking? How did you come in standing? Someone like you, why did you get a question? Why did you go? I saw you standing there meditating. With my mouth. With all this wit. Good night, yes. Is there a lady that you told you stand inside the library or the back there? Many nights if I walked up with that hammer, looking at all I was talking about, I would have given all the money out of my pocket and get out of luck to the heaven. Brother, Frankie? Yes. Frankie, you have another key. Why open that door? Before I'm alone, deep on my soul, all my son. You're sending me to an early grave. I hope you've been saved, Lola. Before the trip, this is the fact. Where I go, Mary. If you look in my window, in my door, my bedroom is free of you, and my soul. What is the story out of your dream, sir? When I see you, set my feet and set my foot, I wish. I'm gonna join. My dear. Well, time came and I know the hockey team. I still end my team. So, I paid for a chat for the Capitolians in the Ontario Hockey Association there, sir. Made my position without any competition. Club writers, not to my credit, but they woke me up as a record hockey player in very good competition. I should have been barred from their hockey. Not that I was lost when I had added impregnated into a good player, but I just put my hockey. I've always tried to do that through everything I've got, through whatever I do. And I see myself in the building, not to have something to do with it. But, the sport writers gave me that reputation. But with it all, I wasn't happy. Seeing the name put down at the top of the sport page, wouldn't seem to meet my heart's line. You know, God is just talking to me. When one time we were playing ball, I was playing out of the gate. Batter knocked the ball out in the left field in foul territory, and as the left fielder went after to receive the ball, the third baseman hollered out and he said, "Hurry up! You're scoring the second coming of Christ!" I've been brought up to know what that would mean. My glove fell from my hand and I couldn't play the rest of the game. Whether that boy knew that he was playing or not, I don't know, but I knew. I knew I was the unsaved member of the family and if the Lord would have come, I knew I would be left behind with them. What often speaks to me? Well, as time went by, I was in a pulley, in the age of 19. That's where the hockey players used to hang out. I was there one night, cold, around 4 to 9, I went to the community, started to play, got the game for free. The preserved Duncan of Cleveland, Ohio, was a great view of the Lord about a year ago. Very quiet preacher. When he used to preach, he put one hand on the pulpit, and I don't think he knew for 40 minutes. Very quiet preacher. And I'm going to tell you this very carefully. He came to Scotland that time, and he was here. Mother said, "Bless you, and he gave you to me. I would come, and I would do that with my wish." Well, this night I was in the field. Quarter after 9 came, played a couple of games. I looked up to the clock and something said, "You better go home." Well, go home. We found out that we can sit when we go that night. "You better go home." Well, I have heard of people getting through the meeting. When they went home, there was something wrong. Maybe you were focused on that. Maybe it's in trouble. I better go. So I hung on my shoe and started home. And instead of going in a side door, which is my custom, I turned all the front conscious legs in the front yard. As I walked up to the grinder, Well, open the door, I heard my mother call. Well, I quietly closed the door, and I stood inside with my hands in the hand. My mother had just come home from the meeting. She was talking to my dear brother, my good brother, Jesse, who was my junior. He was doing his homework in the front room. Mother was telling him what Mrs. Brunson had picked for him. And she was telling him of a story. And he told, and he didn't know I was standing only about 8 or 9 feet away in the lobby, because there was a door between the front door and their mother was, door into the front room. I stood there listening, almost holding my breath to see if he told what I was there. And I listened. This is a story of Mother Tree. By the way, 6 years later, when I was in North Carolina preaching, I was going through Petersburg, Virginia, on the way to Canada, and I heard that George Duncan was having meetings in Petersburg. And very strange enough, we stopped at the home of Mr. Ben Campbell, and he could be there, but Mr. George Duncan, right in the home. But it was. And so we were happy to meet one another, and even happy to see you. He had heard that I was saved. The end of his campaign, that was about all. So he was very happy to see me, to know that I was out in the band. I said, Mr. Duncan, maybe you'd like to know what it was that brought you to awaken. Yes, he said, I'll be very good. I sat in that room, Ben Campbell's home, in Petersburg, Virginia, and I told him the story. He said, that's very good. That lady just lived up the street here, like him, with her loving people. I had forgotten where the lady lived, but here I was on the very street, telling him 6 years later the story he told that night of Scotland, and was believed by my mother and my brother, and by the greatest laughter. He said, while having meetings in Petersburg, Paul came to the house one day to visit the old lady. He was asked. But I went, and I thought, and had a visit. He used the word of God. Maybe speak to someone who is interested, or comfort, or kind to him. Said I went over, sat down beside the bed, made a few remarks about the weather and so on. But I'm looking at the face of the lady here in prison. What a happy look. He said after a few remarks, I was just reading my Bible, and I said, well, let me read a little out of the book. He put her hand out, she said, Mr. Duncan, please don't read that book. He said I was somewhat taken aback, I didn't understand it. I said, what? But I don't want to leave. I didn't send to you in order that you might read for me, see me, or say me. Well, he said, I must have said I never had anything like that happen in my life for me. He said, no. So, Mr. Duncan, when I was a girl late in my teens, I was thinking such a good conductor. And God was dealing with me. I got under conviction too. Those who took a battle with all in their heart for a few nights. When God the Holy Spirit was fighting with me, who made me to come to Christ? And there were voices was saying, don't you do it. You're young, you're popular, you're a pastor, you've got a great future. Don't fall by becoming a Christian. Have a good time. Plenty of time and you get old, especially the question of religion. Said Mr. Duncan, I was happy with you there. I was under the seat with you. One night, I got through the hospital to see you. I knew I could get saved. Yet I didn't want to get saved. Finally, she said, I feel God. God, leave me alone. Take your spirit from me. I'm not going to get I'm doing again. Mr. Duncan, I haven't had an anxious thought in that season. yourself with your mind, your kind hand, and your strength. And I agree with you, Mr. Brother, that you may say that I told you, you don't do it. You know me. You have grown in, let's say, to your hand. You can't tell your spirit, you know, your hand. But I left that view that way. Every month, any time, moment. That's the story he told me that night in fact. That's the story my mother was telling my brother in the front room. That I stood inside the front door in it. How many a time my mother had quoted that text to me? As we left me and kissed me goodnight, our boy, God says, my spirit, son of all those fathers. Oh, I wish that kind of never had. I need all the walking children. And after mother finished that story, I hurried right up to my room. A few weeks I was under the heat, and this was true. Oh, how I thought. I remember the Friday night, before I was saved in the Sunday night, I ran from that little church building about 3 blocks, all the way to that same pool. I was in a couple of weeks before. By the way, I said to a couple of boys, come on, take the pool, I'll take the pool. They were quite good for that. I played one day. That's what I remember right at the heart of that pool. I couldn't concentrate. I hung up my shoes, threw my 15 steps on the table. Walking. That was what Friday night. Friday night I had a date with a young lady, Betty Jordan. Beautiful girl. Beautiful size dinner. Out of house, what am I going to do? I can't. You need to go to church and turn your child in. And of all the stories, took me to be sure that the stories he wanted to go to in the church of Vienna would draw the end of the world. And me under good condition of church. Well, I'm going to tell you that ever there was a time I was miserable inside a theater that night. I sat and I looked at I sat and I looked at her. I wouldn't look at that screen. I looked down. Then he kept saying, what's wrong with you? Nothing. But I was on the beach with her. I took her home. Then I went to get her home by 10:30. We got to the roof. And there was a house where we used to go and run with the house. I stood on the street corner. Will I go or will I not? And if I went, I wouldn't get home about 3 or 4 o'clock. I tried to go make a deal with the Lord. I said, Lord, let me go to dinner. I lost a little bit of money. Let me go and make a big call and then I'll get paid the more. And I thought it'd work. The Lord got no room for any deal like that. I don't know. The next morning I got up. I went over to the service station where we used to go on Sunday, play the lights. The boys were in there, playing dice in the floor of the service station. You know, 3 or 4 times I was about to reach over and take those dice. All except that we didn't touch those dice. That's where I left. 3 or 4 times I had the money in my hand, about to drop it down. That same boy said, you go. And that's your last one. I'd be back to where I'd been first, you can tell. I spent happy all morning picking coffee, eating coffee in there. I went home that afternoon and went out to the railroad track, where we used to go Sunday afternoon, the road was good. Another coffee. Same thing. And this time you're walking the soccer ball to talk to the box. I just walk along the cliff, looking up. At 4 o'clock, I was so miserable, I just couldn't stand any longer. I went over to one of the friends with Al Spanel, who was probably the champion at that time, he and I were buddies. He was doing any boxing. Spanel was getting his car ready for the summer. He's got a car today and a up there at that time. Spanel was working on his car and he'd say, well, we had some great times this summer. We go to Woodstock and he began talking about the dances that were coming up. Sam and I used to get up together. I couldn't remember. I couldn't say, yep, you have a great time. That was just saying to me, you don't say it as any other. You need to use that time for your time. You've got to do something about your question before you find it. After turning around for about an hour, I walked through. I went to the house at about 5 o'clock, maybe 4 after 5. So I entered the house, I said, Mother, I want you to have supper ready for you. Why, my son? I want to go to sleep with you. Now you can imagine what it's like to you. Don't you have to sleep with me today? I don't think it's a father, mother, and a girl, and this is good. When I was walking down the street, I didn't give her that, feeling. But this night, when I said, get something ready, I want to go to church, and I want to go to church. Oh, I can almost feel that. The place that seems another. Long last, when my prayers came on, we used to say something on the church, you see. I was there over the last Rahunji when he served in the first one. Up in Canada, oftentimes the preacher stood at the door. I tell you, he got out without getting made. In other words, the preacher said, hold your church with a hand, and are you saved? Are you born again? That's what the preacher said, no, he was. So I slip in just about when the song service was over. And then two of the preachers said amen, and I was clear and I was wrong. Well, this night, somehow I couldn't get up. I finished preaching, started singing. When the meeting was dismissed, I got up and I walked around behind me. The last three and I stood there. The people were filing by. Mother and Dad always sat down to talk with a little church. I saw them coming up, the last one to the island, and Mother looked up, she saw me, and she came, spoke to Paul, and I knew what she said. She was very sick to the brain. I found out later, I was asked, she said, what was the end of the day? She didn't see them here, you know. When I saw Mother talk to Dad, I went out that day in a hurry. I wasn't far away from the little church until I heard footsteps coming rapidly behind me. Then my father put his hand in my shoulder and said, son, is God dealing with you? I said, Father, don't talk to me. I've been a strong boy, they're waiting for you. And I said, no, my boy, you better get home. Is God dealing with you? Don't do that. It may be tonight. No, I'm going to join the ball. You got to the corner I fully intended. Turning right to go to join the gang, but someone else is leading my footsteps and then across the track. I walked on for another block, and Father began speaking to me, and I tried to ask him, knocking. I said, I'm going to, you get the man to help, I'm going around the block, and going to join the ball. Again, he pleasured me, knocking. You got to the corner instead of turning right. I said, now you're up, I was going to, I was going up. You go down about 2 blocks, there's a group of Christians standing on the corner under the lamppost, talking, they've been to meeting that night. One of them was Sister Taylor, a man about 82 years of age, now a clocky man, a man to whom I owe much. He was known to me ever since I was a little fellow. He was standing talking to these Christians on the lamppost, and Father said, ask me if you'd like to persuade her to talk to you. I said, no, I wouldn't. người ta nói sắp ra được con số lượng. Hãy làm gì cho bọn tôi được không? Con nó được tôi đâu? Hãy đi chắc chắn thì mình sẽ tôi là nàng bước khai mát của hai thứ ác thứ. Và hãy hướng cho mình không nên mình sẽ tôi là sẽ lắp được chút của mình, chắc của mình. Hãy sắp và hãy chắc của mình sẽ. Vì tôi mắc nó ra là hồi mình vào nàng sẽ. Vì lúc thì lại thì nàng ấy sẽ lắp. Vì có gì là như thế. Con hàng hết, hàng hết việc. Và lúc đó, rốt, con sẽ có một cái gì. Vì tôi chưa biết cơ hội của này thì được thấy. Vì con chỉ đưa mà lọc, thì mô đồng ơn, mình thân. Vì đi gặp thấy ra thế. Và con sẽ đi thấy, và đi. Vì tôi chưa biết cơ hội mà thì được thấy. Vì con chỉ đưa mà lọc, thì mô đồng ơn, thì được thấy. Con đi gặp thấy ra thế. As what I would, if you can do. Now that's the first time I did. So he let me go. The mother's father came up and he walked on, went into the house. I sat down in the kitchen. Father sat beside me. Mother was leaning against the table. About 4 feet in front. Father said, my boy, you know you're lost, don't you? I said, yes, Father, I knew that. He's happy. You know, you guys, you are real good, yes, and I did it, and I did it. You go on, yes, and you go on. You know, the Lord Jesus died you on the cross. He suffered you with sin. He died in heaven. I'm living now. You know that thing? Yes. I know what I want to say. If I don't speak, he said, all you have to do is your life. Read the same thing, and go to prison. Walk the way. Let them bear the tidings up into the realms of heaven. Let them swing the bull that day or another slave to it. My boy, walk the way then. I looked up at this little afternoon. I thought parents grieved the angels of Jesus, and my friend, I'll take that. Amen. The moment I did, he came into my little heart. And I turned to Dad, I said, Dad, and said, the moment I said that, Father and I stood to our feet. Mother, who had been looking on and listening, he stepped forward, and the three of us locked arms around each other's neck and sang our first tune together. Oh, happy day! That took my voice. On thee, my Savior and my God. Thy name is glory, heart with God. Fellow grafters, all of us, happy day, then Jesus was. My friend, I was saved. At least the name was never left. Then I came in, my friend, you. That night, about 1 o'clock, I didn't sleep. Well, I was so happy. I don't know if I didn't sleep because I was unwritten book. But this night I was so happy. I don't know. I was free forever. The Bible says that. But all my sins were forgiven. I knew. I knew. There was nothing I was more true of in my life. But I was free, indeed. I remember when I went at last, I called him up. It was only a matter of minutes to be at my bedtime. I said, Mother, on the night, the last week of week, if you told that story, I haven't been able to sleep. I was only just sleeping. I was missed. Mother, tonight, I'm so happy. I think, just to think that I'm safe. And Mother, you and I will be in heaven. Well, yes. And we had another time with you. Lord, you. How would I say, did I decide to turn over me? No, I didn't. Did I decide to join the church? No, I didn't. I was in the church. I was in our home.
If I ever try to get baptized, no longer. What then do I do to be saved?
I keep my place a law written in the world.
Oh, yes, I believe the Bible everywhere. I freely direct them to that.
Yes, I do.
I knew there was a heaven. I knew there was a heaven.
And I do, I want to say, I hear.
And so that night, I accept with an orgy as my own testimony. Let me say that, please. I'll tell you what was behind that impression of sin, that impression of sin. There was deep conviction of sin behind that impression. Furthermore, there was a consciousness that I was lost. Furthermore, there was a consciousness that I was tempted to save myself. And furthermore, there was a longing in my heart to be. There was a longing in my heart to be saved. And furthermore, there was a longing in my heart to be saved. And that's why I confess that. And then you confess Christ with that background. Lucky to be reading. I wonder if you know that you're lost in that. And if you can say this, that, and that God loves you, Christ died, can you say tonight the Son of God who never knew, who goes and suffers? Why did I accept Christ? Not to go to hell?
Was that ended, isn't it?
In order to go to heaven?
Of course, that ended, isn't it?
But why did I even accept Christ?
You passed by the fence, and I walked in.
I wanted satisfied,
and I found it that night, peaceful.
Will you have my Savior while we pass him by? Will you have my Savior who is good as well? Will you have my Savior? Do you hear your heart cry?
Will you take my Savior?
Yeah. I have a peace with this town of the river. A peace with a friend of the throne heaven. My Savior alone is a part of him. So that I knew him was given to you. I can ask you the question my Father asked me. Will you ask that?
Friend, if you give the same answer that I do,
out of the same anxiety of heart, you'll be saved right where you are, just as I am.
Wings of awakening to your faith.
Let the angels bear the tidings upward to the cross of heaven. Let them sing your bold answer,
or another change you.
What is your answer? Will you say yes?
Answer.
I'll come. I'll let him into my heart, won't you?
God help me to do so.
What if you do? He says that the one who saved me will save you. He'll make you happy, as he made me.
Will you say,
the Son of God, who loved me, and gave me his heart, and his blessing? Yes or no?
I will or I won't. I do or I don't.
Tell it.
God help me to say on his part, I am his.
Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we commit to thy presence. We ask thy blessing upon our days. Speak for those who know not our Lord Jesus. May they be brought this night to a decision in full of him. May thy spirit convict me. May it be in the soul of you all. We will put their trust in him. We ask it for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Number 48, have you any room for Jesus? You who bore your Lord of Spirit, have you not been asked for Jesus? Will you love me? Number 48, can you be saved?